scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERSINC.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnge creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bexler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Gosek stepping inside the line. Bingo!
The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got two good ones for you tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Jack with Chuck here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Game one fits the number one team in the state in girls division four, Fort Loramie, against upstart Danville from Eastern Knox County, a four seed in the Columbus District in Girls Division 4, a team that did not expect to be here. It'll try to pull off a shocker here in Game 1. Tip-off at 6:15. Game 2 at 8 o'clock. It's the number 3-ranked team in the state, Tri-Village, against the number 6-ranked team in the state, Cincinnati Country Day. Should be an outstanding doubleheader, Chuck. Head coach Carla Siegel would love to win game number one. Sit back, relax, and scout the opponent and watch game number two.
There is no better feeling than winning a semifinal game and then getting to go sit in the stands,
right,
and relax and have a soft pretzel and let your assistants scout the game while you sit there and relax.
Lady Redskins have got a score to settle, so to speak, in that they're coming off a poor outing. Marissa Myron, yeah, 16 points. Ava Schultz, 13. Everybody else, I'm sure, would admit they did not play very well, but did beat a good Franklin Monroe team, and I mean that. That was
They are a good team.
Yes. Outstanding club, which gave Fort Loramie all the Redskins could want. Saturday afternoon at Troy, we were there. It wound up 40-26. The game was really a little bit closer than that, although Franklin Monroe had a real difficult time scoring over the last two and a half quarters,
right,
of that game. But Fort Loramie did win it. And you know what, Chuck? I have seen a number of teams over the years in high school basketball win state tournaments, have a fantastic season at the end, but in the journey, there was always a bump in the road somewhere.
Always, yeah. And I mean, if you're bumping the road with a 14-point win in a district championship, you've had a pretty good season. And but you said it, Franklin Monroe was a good basketball team. They played really good defense. Loramie didn't shoot it incredibly well. But the one thing about Loramie you're going to see, no matter what they're doing offensively, is that they're going to play defense. So they're going to turn you over. Now, they didn't turn them over in the full court pressure in the first half.
Right.
Franklin Monroe had a real nice press attack, got the ball in the middle to Conley, and did a nice job of beating it. In the second half, Loramie went half-court trap. They didn't handle that nearly as well.
Yes. In scouring the statistics for Fort Loramie's opponent here tonight, Danville of Eastern Knox County, northeast of Columbus, I noticed 18 turnovers per game. Wow.
That's a lot.
If that's the norm, and you go up against the likes of Fort Loramie in a regional semifinal, that figure could be multiplied by 1.5 or easily 2, and that would spell defeat. In fact, I just spoke with some Danville fans and said, yep, we do have a tendency to not handle the ball very well. That could play into Fort Loramie's advantage big time.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, Franklin Monroe handled the ball pretty well in the first half, and what else they did was they made threes. Their first five baskets of the game were three-pointers, and that's a good equalizer against a team like Loramie. So Loramie's going to have to guard the arc a little bit better tonight, especially early. Not let Danville get excited about being here. As a matter of fact, make them kind of wish that they were on their way back for their 2.5-hour bus ride.
Danville is a 34% three-point shooting team. And in recent victories, a district semi by a score of 50-45, and in a district final win by a score of 50-42, Danville made 11 threes in those two games. And they've got three or four fine three-point shooters. So you can bet Danville will be counting on the three to shoot up over the top of that Fort Loramie defense if indeed Danville can get the ball comfortably into the half court and start the offense.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they need to be able to do. Franklin Monroe, like I said, they handled the pressure pretty well. And Loramie is a team that really has two or three runs in a game, usually of 10, 12, 14 points, just keyed off their defense.
Yeah,
they only had one, what I would call, mini run against Franklin Monroe on Saturday, and that was what pushed the final score out to 14.
And the Redskins made free throws,
yes,
i.e. Marissa Meiring,
yep.
9 of 11 was.
She knocked them out. I mean, that's what, you got a senior, you got a leader, and you got a girl that was the conference player of the year as a junior. That's what you expect from her, and she does, very rarely does she disappoint.
Yeah, make no bones about it, Fort Loramie, a prohibitive favorite here in game one against Danville. Redskins number one ranked in the state of Ohio in girls D4, 24-0 on the year. Danville 19-7 plays in the Knox Morrow Athletic Conference, the KMAC. Finished third in that. That league does feature a strong club, Division III team, Cardington Lincoln, which was ousted last night in the Division III tourney. So this club from Danville has played some pretty good competition, has lost 7 times, is on a mini win streak at the end of the regular season and here in the tourney. And Danville is coming off 2 victories, which could have been losses. Those games were even, Steven, and Danville pulled them out, came from behind, won the district semi, trailing by as many as 8 in the third quarter. In winning the district final over Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy, Chuck, it beat a team that beat Danville by 26 points at the same spot in the tournament 1 year ago.
Wow, well, and that is what happens. But, you know, you get a team like Danville, they've got a lot of confidence right now. They're playing good basketball, and the coaches kind of know what they're up against. But these kids only see one thing, that they're playing against another group of girls that they feel like they're going to beat.
Right. To inform our listeners just a bit more about Danville, head coach is a 7-year man, Matt Proper, spelled like proper, pronounced proper. He's a Danville graduate, went on to Otterbein, where he played football. Year number 7 here at Danville, probably his second best team. He says, too early to call. If we would knock off Fort Loramie tonight, it would vault to my best team ever.
I would think that would be a no-doubter. This is as good a Division IV number one team in the state that I've seen in all the years I've been around basketball in this area. And that counts out about 30 years.
Right. Names you will hear us talk about tonight for Danville are Brooklyn Hess, 10 points a game. Allie Bauer, 13 points a game. CeCe Newbold, 15 points a game. The best three-point shooter on the club is Hess at 33%, along with Aaron Mickley at 33%. In fact, Mickley off the bench popped in 4 threes in the district semifinal victory. So it's a club with some offensive firepower. How does it handle Fort Loramie's pressure defensive tactics? That's the big key.
Absolutely. 2 of their top 3 scorers are sophomores. And at this point in the season, you know, you like to say they're more like a seasoned junior. But they're still sophomores, and they've not faced what they're going to face tonight, and they're just going to have a lot of poise and be strong with the basketball.
Hey, Chuck, how does the long, long journey from eastern Knox County all the way to Vandalia Butler, 2.5 to 3 hours by bus, how does that affect the team? They weren't here overnight last night. They drove it today, obviously spread it out, you know, had a meal, a snack or two along the way. Might be a little stiff-legged.
Well, maybe, but I promise you they got here in plenty of time to walk around, to do some stretching long before they came out here to warm up for the game. So I don't think it's going to be a big factor in the game.
I would say for sure the coaching staff tried to make certain that the young ladies from Danville kept their minds off Fort Loramie in the bus trip.
Oh, yeah. But you want them to do. I mean, all the years I coached, when you're going to a game, I played for some guys that didn't want to hear a noise on the bus. I never felt that way. I think you let them have fun. You let them relax. You let them release a lot of the tension that they're having. And then when they get here now, it's serious business.
Yeah, I like it. Redskins 24-0 on the year. Chuck, in the last 13 years or so, this is probably the class Division IV girls basketball program in the state over the last 12 to 13 years. 12 sectional and district titles. Tonight, Fort Loramie aims for its sixth regional title in the last dozen years or so. Two state crowns in that stretch. Close a few other times. I might note that, hey, Division IV girls basketball in Ohio still heavily laden with top-ranked clubs.
Yep.
Nine of the top 11 in the last AP poll are still in.
That's the way it should be.
We'll have our starting lineups and the tip in a moment. Fort Loramie, Danville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We're just a few minutes away from the start of this girls' D4 regional semifinal between Fort Loramie and Danville. Chuck, to continue the conversation that we were starting prior to the national anthem, these teams in girls' D4 are still alive. Of course, number one ranked Fort Loramie, number two Portsmouth Notre Dame, number three Tri-Village, which plays in the second game tonight, number four Sugar Grove Burn Union, 2-way tie in the sixth spot, both clubs still in, Toledo Christian, Country Day of Cincinnati, Dalton is 7, still in, Minster 8, Peebles 9, Marion Local 5th, Gloucester Trimble 11th, both out, the only two gone of the top 11 in the state's last AP poll.
Well, the sports writers got it right for a change. That's pretty good. And you look at Minster, they're the two-time defending state champions.
Right.
Still playing basketball.
And playing right now in Elida against powerhouse Toledo Christian. So there are four regionals going on concurrently tonight. One at Maslin Perry, one at Pickerington and Jackson, another at Elida, and of course this one here at Vandalia Butler. Danville, known as the Blue Devils, visiting team in the road blue, off-white numbers outlined in black. Fort Loramie Redskins in the home white, the home club on the scoreboard. Good crowd on hand here. In fact, Danville, the cheering section we are in the midst of is a pretty good one. Fine throng traveled nearly 3 hours from northeast central Ohio.
What are you going to do? You support your athletes, and just because it's 3 hours away, you make the trip. You go do it.
Chuck Chuck, it amazes me how this happens. Those 16 regional teams in girls D4 include about nine teams closer to this regional site than Danville.
I know. Well, hey, they got to divide it up some way. And Danville comes into the Columbus sectional district, which means that they feed over here, depending on what bracket they get in. They chose to come here.
Starting lineups now being introduced for both teams. Here's the beginning five for Fort Loramie. Caitlin Gasson, 5'3" junior at guard. Kennedy Gebhardt, a 5'5" senior at guard. On the front line, 6-foot-tall junior Kenzie Holscher, 6-foot-tall junior Dana Rose, and 5'8" Marissa Myring rounding out the starting five. Five Redskins, count them, five, averaging between 9 and over 11 points per game. Taylor Ratterman comes in off the bench. She's at 9. Kenzie Holscher, 9.5. Marissa Myring, 9.9. Ava Shoulders, 10.7. Dana Rose, the Shelby County Girls Player of the Year, averaging 11.2 points per game. Starting five for the Danville Blue Devils is as follows. Hannah Duncan, a 5'8 senior, plays at a wing. Good rebounder. 3 rebounds per contest. At the point, a sophomore, 5'10" Brooklyn Hess, 10 points a game, 33% three-point shooter. Overall shooting at a 43% clip on the year from two-point land. Also in the opening five, Bobby Berger, 5'7" senior guard, 7 points a game. Aaron Mickley, 5'7" senior guard, 5 points a game. And CeCe Newbold, 5'10" senior, 14.5. Pretty good overall average height for this club from Danville.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any giants, but they are across the board, got some good height.
Opening tip to start the game, won by Dana Rose. Batted to Gebhardt, between the circles, Gasson. Let's check out this defense.
That's
from
a zone.
Yep, Danville in a zone, clearly. And that's what you would expect. Here's Kenzie Holscher, right wing. Left side of the floor to Gebhardt. Foul line extended left, Rose. Baseline left, Marissa Myring. Open, 16-footer, bingo.
That's her spot. She loves that corner.
Marissa Myring picking right up where she left off Saturday in the victory over Franklin Monroe. Here's pressure by Fort Loramie, giving Danville some fits. Finally, a long throw down the floor, caught baseline left by Berger. Had it blocked, taken away by Fort Loramie. 4-on-1, 4 white jerseys, 1 blue jersey. Layup, Dana Rose, no good. Stick back is good. Myring is there. 2 fielders in a row by Marissa. Here is Danville trying to break pressure. Ball looped out ahead to Berger. Berger throws it baseline right to a teammate. And then it's whipped back into the court of play to Brooklyn Hess, who catches low on the right, and she banks in a 6-footer. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt streaking down the floor for Fort Loramie. Drive, missed the shot. It bounced on the back rim and came off to Danville. 4-2 Fort Loramie. We played a minute 20 here in the opening quarter. Steal midcourt, taken away by Holscher. And Holscher's on the move, up and in. 6-2, Redskins lead. 90 seconds have been played. Danville having difficulty in backcourt. Stymied on the play is Brooklyn Hess. She loops it up ahead to Bobby Berger. Berger into the lane to Newbold. Bounce pass to Hannah Duncan. Duncan slides in and scores. A little running bank shot. Here's Fort Loramie, long throw down the floor. Gaston inside to Holscher. She blew the chippy. Layup, no good. 6-4 Fort Loramie. Danville brings it up the right side. It's Newbold who throws it away. Picked off by Gasson. The white shirts are streaking. Long throw down the floor. All alone for the layup. It is Holscher for 2. It's a track meet here in the first 2 minutes. 8-4 Fort Loramie on scores. Broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Ball inbound of a Danville to midcourt. It is broken up on the play by Fort Loramie, which comes away with the takeaway. Redskins, another possession. Taylor Ratterman on the floor. Corinne Heitkamp on the floor. Dana Rose has got it 20 feet away on the right. Here's Ava Schultz into the top of the circle. Left flank to Ratterman, and she hoists up a three. Hits the rim. Top of the backboard comes down. Long rebound Redskins, who maintain the ball. 5:26 to go, first quarter. 8-4 Fort Loramie. Here's Ratterman on a weave. Left side to Heitkamp. Open lane and avenue to the rim. Shot blocked. Strong rebound laid up. No good by Meyering. Foul against Danville. So far, Marissa Meyering a workhorse, playing like she did against Franklin Monroe.
Well, they're playing a 3-2 zone, which is a little different than what Loramie's seen out of other teams. But that really opens up the behind the point and also the corners.
Got to get that ball to the baseline. That short corner is available.
That's absolutely wide open.
Free throw, Meyering way short. Second shot, dead center. 9-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. 10 players in backcourt, 5 blue shirts, 5 white shirts. Pressure by Fort Loramie. And barreling down the left side of the floor, it is Berger. Berger's got it for Danville. Oh, she might have been tied up. Yes, she was. Ratterman jumped in there. Got 2 mitts on the ball. Arrow favors Danville at midcourt. We played 3 minutes, 9-4, Fort Loramie. Bobby Berger inbounding, far side. Airmails one near side of the floor. Caught there by Aaron Mickley. Had a hand of Duncan. Foul line extended left. Duncan wanted to shoot it. Instead, passed the ball down inside. Nobody home. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
It was a pretty good look, but there's nobody in the world who was going to catch that pass. We called those worm burners.
And not a chance. Too much sauce on that one for sure.
Way too low.
Yep. 4:53 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie in backcourt. Dana Rose got her feet tangled up. Wanted to throw it up ahead to teammate Heitkamp. She wasn't looking. Dana dragged the pivot foot.
Yep.
Near side of the floor, ball inbounded by Danville. Fishing it in play is Berger. Berger fires down low on the right to CeCe Newbold, the 5'10 senior. Battled out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Newbold, a go-to gal on the interior, leading scorer, nearly 15 points a game. She's got the ball now, foul line. Maneuvers on Meyering. Ball thrown straight away to Berger. And then Berger muffed it. Picked off by Schultes. Gave it up. Got it back. Ava on the drive to the rack. Left it short. No good. Got the rebound and scored. Ava Schultes with 2.
Ava Schultes.
Fort Loramie up 11-4. Ball swiped in backcourt by Ratterman. Redskins have it again. Now Dana Rose between the circles. Dana 30 feet away. Right side to Taylor. Taylor throws to the post. Open player, shoulder, spin move, 2 more. Shoulders with a bucket.
Like I said, what's open is behind that lead player about 3/4 of the way down the lane. That's where shoulders caught it.
Oh, there's a big cavity in that zone, and Fort Loramie's feeling it out. 13-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Good pressure defense on the arc, and Bobby Berger travels with the ball for Danville.
And here come 4 more players for Loramie. It's kind of intimidating to the other team to just see all these people come in.
And Chuck, I told you at about 5 o'clock or so, I thought this might be a fairly good game. 13-4, Fort Loramie up 9. Redskins 1, 2, 3 passes into the forecourt, into the lane to Schultes.
Sure.
Schultes steps back, gives it to Holscher straight away, airballs it, but to Fort Loramie gathers the rebound below the backboard and then restarts the attack. Here's Gasson, Schultes on top, right side Gebhardt, who lines up a 3, short, no good. Rebound into the hands of the taller Holscher, up and in. Holscher went up over and beyond Newbold. Steal Fort Loramie. Holscher again, 2 more. Baskets left and right, one after another. Redskins up a 13. 3:26 left in the first on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Richie, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every single Fort Loramie game. Fort Loramie contests only. We'll run them down for you momentarily. They include Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram as Fort Loramie gets another steal. Holscher, the beneficiary, Shouldas took it away, laid it off to her teammate. Another two-pointer for Holscher. 19-4. We played 5 minutes. Danville throws it up the floor, and the ball is fumbled on the play by Alina Bosart, a 5'5" sophomore guard who's checked in. Redskins have it on the arc to Gebhardt, who sizes up a three. No good off the heel. Rebound juggled, hung on to by Newbold of Danville. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. And here's a wild throw up the floor, but Danville almost intercepted by Fort Loramie, out of bounds to the Blue Devils.
Putoff read that very well. She just couldn't keep it in bounds.
Jaden in for the Redskins. Chuck, highlight Danville's possession so far. They've had two field goals, but on the other dozen or so, what's happened?
Well, they've got 10 turnovers and given up 6 offensive rebounds. That's 16 possessions for Loramie against them.
My goodness. Oh, the ball ripped away at midcourt. On the run out the other direction, it is Holscher blazing a trail to the rim. Up and in for two more. And here's the inbounds pass by the Blue Devils. The ball stolen once again by Holscher. And she falls down, shooting foul called against Danville.
Man, she got a hand on that inbounds pass and it didn't go anywhere.
Wow. Ava Shouldas and Kenzie Holscher, they have both been like condors, as you described them.
Kenzie's got 13 points here in the first quarter.
13 points in, count them, 5.5 minutes. And you get the multiplier out, Chuck. In the rest of the game, there are about 6 more 5.5-minute segments. How many points does she have?
She's got 14 right now. So
14 times 6.
Oh, that would be 84. Boy, I did that pretty well.
23-4. Fort Loramie leads after 2 made free throws. Here's a long angle pass down the floor by Danville, and it sails through the exit way out of bounds. Head coach Matt Proper of Danville is standing, looking down his bench. Token pressure midcourt. Here comes Fort Loramie. Dana Rose to Macy Imwali, who's in. On the arc to Gasson. She chucks up a three. Swisharoo! 26-4, Fort Loramie. 6 minutes gone. Opening period. In backcourt, Danville. Dribbling is CeCe Newbold. Handed off to Hess. Hess flips it cross-court on the play to Amelia Baldridge, who's in, a 5'3 junior. She circles the wagons, has an open crevice to the rim, drives, shoots, and scores. Well done. Nice play.
They screened off pretty well that time, and she took it right to the basket.
26-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Dana Rose cross-court to senior Macy Imwali. Dana hands it between the circles to Gasson outside the arc on the right to Imwali. Dana Rose comes out to catch straight away. Here's Marissa Myron, foul line extended left. Ball whipped to Imwali, right corner. Oh, great look. Down inside to Myron. She's belted as she goes up to shoot.
Nice pass by Macy Imwali.
Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Never, ever. And Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And don't forget,
Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. Like them on Facebook. Outstanding food. Many savory sandwiches, plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza and juicy roasted chicken. And the pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins. Free throws, Meyering a moment ago, Chuck.
Made one, missed one.
And then the ball was thrown away by Danville down to her right. Redskins got it. And pell-mell the other way. Breakneck speed, driving shot, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds by Danville. Fort Loramie ball below the rim with a minute 3 to go in the first quarter. Yep. And the Redskins leading 27-6. And, Chuck, I tried to convince you at...
I didn't buy it for a second.
Tried to convince you at 5 o'clock this might be a good game. Fort Loramie inbounds. Left corner, open player, Corinne Heitkamp. High-arching three-pointer, curled out, no good. Rebound, Danville. Bowling down the floor, hard goes Brooklyn Hess. All the way to the rack, up and in. Good play by Hess, 27-8. Fort Loramie leads. Heitkamp, left wing. Now Ratterman, now Gasson. Ball thrown to Jaden Putoff. Finds an open player down low on the right. It's Meyering. Wide open. Wow, the Redskins have found the soft spot in that zone. 29-8. Fort Loramie leads. Nearly another steal by Ratterman in backcourt. Here comes Newbold gliding up ahead. Gives it off on the play to Bobby Berger, who enters the paint area. And she might benefit from a two-shot foul here. 18.4 to go. In the first quarter of play, Redskins lead it 29-8. We'd like to say hello to Fort Loramie football coach Spencer Wells and his wife Amy. They're expecting. Congratulations. And we just got a note from Spencer who said that his mom is listening up in Delphus. Let's say hello to Diane Wells in Delphus.
All right.
Hello, Diane. Redskins doing quite well. 29-9 lead. Make it 29-10 after a couple of foul shots made here by Danville. 13 seconds to go. First stanza. Far side of the floor with the ball, Fort Loramie. Heitkamp is pinched by a couple defenders, and Corinne lost it out of bounds.
She can't take the ball to the sideline like that. And secondly, nobody came to help.
Yeah, Redskins relax too much. Ball lobbed in play by Danville, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Down to Ratterman. Quick 2-on-1. Off to a teammate layup. Schultes got it. 2 seconds left in the period. And that'll do it. Fort Loramie 31, Danville 10 after 1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The latest Ohio High School Athletic Association news.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Oh, you'll love Tom and Jerry's. The work is professional. It's prompt, outstanding service. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp is. We take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those cold spots or hot spots. Make an appointment now through the company website, TomJerry's.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Jaden Putoff in off the bench for Fort Loramie. Notches a two-pointer as we begin play here in the second quarter. Redskins get a steal. Long three by Ratterman. No good. Weak side rebound. Yes, by Heitkamp.
Wow.
And it's 35-10. That's a Spencer Wells football victory.
Yeah, it is. And 5'6". Heitkamp goes in there, grabs an offensive rebound, put back.
Chuck, I got a note from Spencer. He said, if I gave a shout-out to his mom, breakfast with Spencer is on him. Now, I want to ask
I'm assuming he's counting both of us. I'm a big eater, Spencer.
I want to ask everybody to text me. I'll give a shout-out to their mom for breakfast in return.
That seems like a deal.
That's 365 days of breakfasts. Nearly a palming violation by Brooklyn Hess at midcourt of Danville. The officials cut her a break, maybe. Eventually, Fort Loramie tried to tie her up, pulled her to the ground.
They call that a mercy foul.
Yes, on put-off. Two team fouls on Fort Loramie, four in Danville. 45 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Redskins 35, Danville Blue Devils 10. Ball inbounded by Danville, and it is jammed away by Fort Loramie. Shultz comes racing up the near side of the floor, and believe it or not, we have got a mystery foul called within all of that by the official on the far side of the floor who says Kennedy Gebhardt pushed.
That's what she said.
That was phantom. That call was unnecessary. Fort Loramie had retrieved the bad pass by Danville.
There's
was off
up.
And running. Here's a muff on the play, but Danville ball lost in the corner. Here comes Fort Loramie quickly the other way. Put off, 3-on-2, pulls up on the arc to Heitkamp. Left wing Gebhardt, open 17-footer, hit the back rim. Strong rebound, Shultz, it rolls off. Rebound tipped away to New Bold of Danville. 6:40 left here in the second quarter. 35-10 Fort Loramie. Hess to midcourt. Picked up by Heitkamp. Push off there by Danville, not called. Here's a deep left corner three by Bozart over the rim. Weak side rebound. Missed on the play by Newbold. Taken down by Fort Loramie. Ball fired up ahead to Ratterman. Ratterman 30 feet away. Down to Shultz. Near side he goes to Corinne Heitkamp. 6:14 to go. Second quarter. 35-10 Fort Loramie. Now Gebhardt. Now Ratterman. Right side put off into the right corner. Gebhardt. Left-hand dribble. Looks in the middle for put-off. Punched up in the air by Newbold. Taken away by Danville.
Well, they have gone man-to-man, which they had to get out of that zone.
Ball flipped to midcourt to Hannah Duncan. Baseline left for a teammate. A little looper by Brooklyn Hess is good. Southpaw jumper right through. Fort Loramie pitches at 70 feet down the floor. Too far. It goes out of bounds. Hockey line change for Fort Loramie. Four new white shirts are in.
Here they come again.
35-12 Redskins, 5:43 to go here in the second quarter.
The only one that stayed was Kennedy Gebhardt.
Chuck, my voice feels a lot better and stronger tonight than last night. It just needs work, more work, and more work.
Well, let's keep doing games then.
Shelby County teams need to continue to win. Another inbounds play by Fort Loramie below the rim, resulting in 2 points. A field goal by Holscher. Quickly down the floor, Danville. Baseline right, Newbold. Open 10-footer, guarded tightly by Fort Loramie, which fouls. Redskins bench wanted a push-off against Danville. I think that was a good no-call by the referee. Personal foul is common.
Yeah, ball. Kennedy picked up her second foul, so he's going to sit now.
Right. Berger will inbound 10 feet to the right of the basket for Danville. And the ball is pitched in play to Bobby Berger, who lets one fly. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Holscher to Meiring. Oh, look at that fast break. On the finish at the rim is Brandewee in off the bench.
And they got Holscher back out there, so they're going to have trouble getting the ball back in bounds again.
She is like a condor.
Unbelievable.
39-12, Fort Loramie, 5:08 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Danville in backcourt. It's Brooklyn Hess. Pitches it to Bobby Berger. Berger up ahead on the play to Hannah Duncan. Cross-court heave, low on the right to Cammie Newbold is in. She missed it from 6 feet. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Yassin to Holscher. Oh, good block on the play by Hess. Gotten back, though, by Holscher. Enters it to Meiring. Kicked on the play by Danville.
Well, they got 39 points. Dana Rose hadn't scored.
Isn't that amazing? You would have thought Dana would have, seven or eight of those anyway.
No.
Gaston inbounding to Dana Rose. High left at the point. To the left of the top of the key. Deals right side to Gaston. Right wing Colleen Brandon. We little pick and roll with Meiring.
Down low on the right, muscles up his shot, blocked on the play, got it back, threw it to Dana Rose, left corner. She jacks up a long two, missed it short. Rebound taken down by Bozart. Bozart up ahead to Hess. Hess swivels into the lane, tries to feed a teammate. Bozart picked off by Gasson. Long throw down the floor to Holscher. Too far. She can't recover it. It goes out of bounds. It's getting sloppy. And head coach Carla Siegel has seen enough. Let's take a break. 4:14 to go till halftime. Redskins up by 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Well, we say hello to Stan Evans, Shelby County League basketball referee assigner. Hello, Stan. He says we're coming in loud and clear under the arch in St. Louis.
Enjoy St. Louis, Stan,
where he is conducting business. Well, not under the arch, but in St.
Let's hope he's not under the arch.
In St. Louis, he's conducting business, but he's got us. And, of course, he gave me a thumbs up on the phone. Go Redskins. They lead 39-12. 3:56 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Ratterman, Holscher, Meiring, Schultes on the floor. Here's Marissa, baseline left, around a player. Layup high off the window. It hit the rim, caromed away. Rebound down to Bozart of Danville. Dribbles right into the hands of Ratterman. She's got to bust out the other direction. Streaking for a layup in by Ratterman. 41-12. Steal. Backcourt. Ratterman again. Hits the cutter. Shoulders right down the pipe. Banked it in on the go. 43-12. In favor of the Redskins. Boy, that timeout did Fort Loramie wonders, Chuck.
Yeah, I think she just wanted to calm down a little bit.
Long pass down the floor. Newbold driving hard to the rack. Good! Just one in off the window for Danville. 43-14. Quickly, Fort Loramie. Long throw left corner, Ratterman. Ratterman retreats on the arc to Schultes. Looks inside for Holscher. What do we have? Holscher trying to fight off a defender. I think the one official, Chuck, is feeling a little sorry for Danville.
I'm not going to say what I always say.
3 minutes, 4 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie's now got Dana Rose, Macy Imwally, Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, and Jaden Putoff on the floor at this moment. 43-14 Redskins. Midcourt comes Hess, lobs to Newbold, top of the key, and it's slapped away nicely by Putoff. Into the hands of Brandewee, who barrels down the floor. She's smacked hard as she goes in with the left-handed shot. She'll shoot two. Fort Loramie has probably 20 steals or intercepted passes in this game. How many floor errors, but Danville, in less than one half?
28 turnovers.
Wow. Tell you what, Chuck. I asked the spectator the $64,000 question about 2 or 3 minutes before tip. You heard me ask the Danville fan, hey, I see in the stats Blue Devils are averaging 18 turnovers a game. Is that accurate? Do they not handle it very well? And the Danville fan said, don't take care of the ball too smoothly. Well, against Fort Loramie, that's dangerous.
See ya.
Yeah, yep.
Loramie's going to go into their half-court situation. Just playing straight man-to-man half-court.
A couple of free throws by the Redskins seconds ago. Who made them, Chuck?
Let me look here. Colleen Brandewee.
Colleen Brandewee, 6'2". Danville throws it away on the ensuing possession. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor. Dana Rose to Imwally. Back to Dana. Baseline left. dropped it, got it back. Little hook shot in the lane, made it a beauty, a seven-footer, but she's called for a travel.
She made the move across, but she drug that pivot foot.
Dana has still not scored, is that correct?
She has not scored.
That's amazing. 45 points for Fort Loramie, and the Shelby County Player of the Year, Dana Rose, does not have a point yet, and the Redskins have pumped in 45. 2:08 to go first half. Newbold tries to dribble through traffic across the lane, and Fort Loramie flicks it free. Long throw down the floor. Heitkamp hitting Brandewee on the dead run, and she's knocked down to the floor again while shooting, and she earns two more.
The sophomore's taken a couple of bumps, but she keeps standing right back up.
2 minutes, 3 seconds to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up by 31. Free throw, Brandewee right on the button. Second shot coming up. 46-14 Fort Loramie. That sounds like and a state championship final score in football. Both free throws, Brandewee right on target. 47-14 in favor of the Redskins. Up over the timeline comes Duncan for Danville. On a weave, left side to Hess, back to Duncan. Hannah's got it 30 feet away. 33-point lead Fort Loramie. Deep in the left corner, it is thrown on the plate of Berger. She's hemmed in and makes a poor pass. Fort Loramie picks it off, then a hard foul by Danville. 1-1 coming up for the Redskins.
That's that rotation defensively we talk about. They're playing man-to-man, but as soon as they get a double on the side and they think something's open back, here comes that rotation. Brandewee played it perfectly that time.
It's like a swarm of bees.
The killer bees, the ones that never really materialize.
And there's oftentimes a condor mixed in. Colleen Brandewee at the free throw line for Fort Loramie. 1-1. She connects. Redskins shooting free throws pretty darn well here tonight.
Colleen's 5-for-5. She's having a nice first half. She's got 7 to...
Boy, she is flipping in the points at the stripe one after another, and thought for a second a jinxster. It hit the front rim, backboard, front rim, hung, kerplunk. It fell in. Colleen is 6-for-6 on free throws. And Fort Loramie is ahead 49-14 with a minute 30 to go here in the second period. Dribbling 20 feet away, Brooklyn Hess for Danville. Bounce pass in the top of the circle. It's Newbold back to Hess in the corner. And she couldn't handle out of bounds. The referee says it was touched by Fort Loramie. Redskins look at the official and
nobody
say, we weren't close to him.
Nobody touched it.
Ball inbounded, thrown for Newbold in the paint, leaping up his put off to make the intercept. Down the floor to Imwally. Imwally to the cup. All the way, 2 points. Imwally, the senior.
This lead holds will be a running clock to start the second half.
Right. 51-14 Fort Loramie. Second game tip-off, not happening till 8. Long three-point try by Danville, deflected, blocked by Fort Loramie. Ball scooped up, fed down the court to Dana Rose. Layup, got it. 53-14, Dana, 2 points finally.
She's got two.
Hi, Coach White of Versailles. Good to see you. What a cutie you've got there. Versailles coach Tracy White walking through here at the Vandalia Butler Activity Center. And man, oh man, what a cute young little child she's got in her arms. Foul against Fort Loramie, sending to the free throw line. Brooklyn Hess for the Blue Devils of Danville, who trail 53-14 with 44.9 to go. Dana Rose, after getting 2 points and not being shut out here in the first half, sits down for the rest of the period. Free throw made, one missed by Danville. Here's Myring in backcourt, flips it to Brandewee. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Brandewee down the right side, cross court to Myring. Left wing, Imwally, long high arching three, dips in, dips out. Rebound, Myring, hacked on the arm. Two free throws for Marissa with 26.6 to go.
Well, Imwally's shot was right in there. It just kind of got too much spin on it.
53-15, Fort Loramie by 38 points. Free throw, Myring, bouncing in. Well, love the way the home team in the white jerseys, Fort Loramie, is shooting fouls.
Oh, yeah, they're doing everything incredibly well.
Next shot, Marissa dips the knees. It's on target. 55-15, Fort Loramie up 40. And you're right, Chuck, we will have a running clock in the second half. In fact, the Redskins' lead will never dip down below 30. So we'll have a running clock for the final 16 minutes of this game. Missed shot by Danville. Fort Loramie's got it. 6 seconds to go. Imwali, long three ball. You can tell by the roar of the crowd across the way. She drained it. 5/10 of a second left. Danville in midcourt. And that concludes the first half. Fort Loramie absolutely blitzing Danville to the tune of 58-15 after two quarters of play. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals on vehicles and customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a big smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chrysler, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. 58-15, Fort Loramie by 43 over Danville here at the break. We're back in a couple of minutes with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Boy, we are hearing from everybody. Don Mack up in Botkins.
Hi, Don.
How you doing, Don? Give us a Minster score if you got one. playing Toledo Christian up at Elida is Mike Wiss's Minster girls team. Big ball game up there, number 8 in the state versus number 5, Minster against Toledo Christian. Here at Vandalia Butler, Fort Loramie rolling all over Danville as expected. 58-15, our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Take it away, Chuck.
Well, the team stats kind of sum it up. 18-8 rebounding advantage for the Redskins, 10-1 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it over 6 times in the first half. Danville turned it over 26 times in the first half. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Loramie 12 of 14 from the free throw line. Those all Marissa Myring and Colleen Brandewee. Individual scoring for Danville, they were led by Brooklyn Hess with 5, Cece Newbold with 4. They got 2 from Duncan, 2 from Baldridge, and 2 from Berger. They scored 10 and 5, 15 for the first half. And then looking at Loramie, they had their usual suspects. 16 points for Kenzie Holster. She was terrific. Marissa Myring had 10. They got 8 from Brandewee, 8 from Schultes. They got 5 from Imwali off the bench on a couple of hoops. They got 3 from Caitlin Gasson. They got 2 each from Corinne Heitkamp and Taylor Ratterman, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff. They scored 31 and 27. They have a 58-15 halftime lead.
What can the Redskins improve on, Chuck? Not much.
Now, 6 turnovers, and when you're playing as fast as they were playing, they're shooting free throws. They're shooting the ball incredibly well. Their defense has been outstanding. Everybody's having fun. I don't know what you can. And on the other side, Danville, I've been in that locker room. I've coached against Trotwood in high school a few times. And it's a sick feeling, but there's just nothing. You just keep tell your kids keep playing hard. That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, we knew before this game started that if Danville's turnovers mounted early, Fort Loramie would feast, and the Redskins certainly have done just that. It's not a good ball-handling team anyway, no. Danville, pushing 20 turnovers average per game, and Fort Loramie has just taken advantage of the team from Eastern Knox County here tonight. Chuck, our question has been answered. Minster up over Toledo Christian, 33-19.
All right, Wildcats.
Ivy Wolf with 3 threes in the first half. Janae Hoing with 2. And Fort Loramie, or I should say Minster, has a 14-point lead over Toledo Christian. Remember what I told you 2 weeks ago? We'd see Fort Loramie and Minster both at the state Final Four.
Yeah, Bob, you know what? That would be absolutely great. I mean, I think we can count Loramie into the championship game here, but Tri-Village is not going to be a walkover.
No.
And neither is Country Day.
No.
Two much, much better basketball teams than this Danville team.
Yeah, that's our second game. A reminder, 8 p.m. tip-off. Back here on the web after going offline for a while at about 7:45 in advance of the start of our second game, which will start at 8 o'clock. Tri-Village, number 3 in the state, against Cincinnati Country Day, number 6. That is our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, 58-15 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, thanks so much to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, located in Sydney. We'll hear our 2-minute infomercial about Wilson when time permits. We love to send that your way. What a success story. A Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. All about Marissa Myring, who injured her knee, Chuck, in her freshman year. To the rescue, Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Yep.
And Marissa responded. Wow.
She's got 10 tonight. And I tell you, her sophomore year, it did absolutely slow her down a little bit, but from that time on, she has really become the basketball player I think she would have become even before the if she didn't have the knee injury.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Wilson Health Sports Medicine is your official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney, Lehman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, our halftime sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Redskins have four seniors, only four. They're good ones. They'll be missed. Marissa Myring, Taylor Ratterman, Kennedy Gebhardt, Macy Imwali. They are recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal, a Scores founding partner, we could not have gotten started back in 2006 and 7 without the assistance of LaCal, L-A-C-A-L, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which came to Ohio in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, thanks to the administration staff associates at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. A whole bunch of gratitude to them. Well, the third quarter begins with a quick miss by Danville, and then Fort Loramie with a flurry of shots in the paint, two or three of which were laid up there by Kenzie Holscher, and she was cracked on the arm on the final shot. And she generates two free throws here. No good. A little bit long. Continuous clock. You look up there, Chuck.
Yeah.
We've had one possession each way. Free throw line, Holscher misses one, makes one, and the clock is already sunk below the seven-minute mark. It is continuous. Redskins lead. Well, better than 35 points here in the second half. It will not revert back to normal unless Danville would get the deficit down to 30.
Yep.
Here's a bad pass by the Blue Devils, picked off by Gasson. Chest pass up the floor to Rose, tipped away on the play by Bozhart of Danville. 6:28 and counting. We are in the third quarter. This will be a briskly played second half. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie. Oh, a nice drive from the left corner by Holscher. Did everything but make the shot. Blew it in the lane. Got the rebound back and banked it in from directly in front of the rim. How many for Kenzie?
She's got 19. She's playing like she did against Marion Local.
Tell you what, Chuck, she's making up for the game Saturday.
Yeah, she didn't play offensively very well. But
nope. Here's a double team at midcourt. Gebhardt and Holscher put the clamps on Berger. But then Berger does manage to relinquish the ball, gives it up for Newbold. Newbold muffs it. It's out of bounds in the corner to Fort Loramie. Boy, the defense for Fort Loramie is amazing. I'm sure these Danville blue shirts are saying, we've got five, and you've got seven or eight white shirts on the floor at all times.
They've never seen anything like this, I promise you.
Myring, left corner, drive. Gebhardt tripped on the play, common foul. Clock is all the way down to 5:20 left to go.
Good.
Tell you what, Chuck, we will break in the last half minute of the third quarter, and we'll hear our full two-minute Wilson commercial. We sure won't be missing any critical action, that's for sure. Oh, nice inbounds play. Dealt right in front to Myring, who's carved out space down the lane. Ball fed in by Gasson. Myring concludes it. Two-pointer. 63-15 Fort Loramie. 4:50 left here in a very fast-played third quarter with the continuous clock. Blocking foul, Fort Loramie at the timeline, and the ball will be thrown in by Danville. Again, 8 o'clock tip. Tri-Village, Cincinnati Country Day to follow. We'll go offline for a while after this game finishes, then return online at about a quarter till 8 with play-by-play in color of Cincinnati Country Day and Tri-Village. The two winners tonight come back at 7:30 on Saturday night. Oh, here's Kenzie Holscher going to work. Outstanding post-up move in the lane.
She's posting up. They're throwing her the ball, and she's having a game.
Yep, good agility in the paint area by Kenzie. She pivots, banks in a six-footer. Fort Loramie steals. Danville almost got it back. Gasson has it for Fort Loramie. 3:58 to go in the third quarter. It's 65-15. Fort Loramie leads. Ball thrown cross court to Meiring. Open J from the foul line. Swish! Right through the bottom of the well by Meiring of Fort Loramie. 67-15 Redskins. How many points for Meiring?
That is her 14th.
Midcourt with the ball. It's Kennedy Gebhardt, or I should say, it's number 12 for
Kennedy. Change teams.
I've got Fort Loramie on the brain. Nice pass. Brooklyn has to CeCe Newbold. 6-foot bank shot up and in. Then Fort Loramie counters. Gassing down the floor to Meiring. Open layup. In, out. In and out. It wouldn't stay in there.
It rimmed.
Somehow or other, the ball crawled out of the cylinder. Here's a long three-pointer. Left corner. Yes! Aaron Mickley. 33% three-point shooter on the year for Danville. Long heave down the floor. Meiring finds a teammate open. It's Holscher again, I think. Right, Chuck? Was it Kenzie who got the deuce? And that makes it 69-20. 69-20 Fort Loramie. 2:57 left in the third. On the bucket by Holscher. Timeout called. We return in a moment. Chuck, let me tell our listeners all about a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a customized treatment program, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he has operated for Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. After a miss by Danville, Ava Shouldis gets a cripple low on the left with the left hand. Good pass by whom, Chuck?
That was by Barhorst, and the basket was by Holscher the last time down.
Here it Danville enters the paint area, ball pinballed all around, a blue jersey, a white jersey. Blue, then white, and out of bounds to Danville with 2 minutes left here in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 71-20. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone number 419-1491. That's 937-419-1491. A long three-point miss on the play by Danville. Long rebound to Shouldis, who kicks it out to Ratterman for the gimme at the other end. 73-20 Redskins. Deflected pass by Fort Loramie. Goes off the end of the floor. Clock running. Continuous clock in play. A minute 20 left in the third. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. At Pinnacle, let us help you move forward. Thanks to Jim Spitzer and Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Baseline left, short jump shot. Mozart missed on the play by Danville. Tug of war for the rebound. Foul against Newbold of the visitors. And Fort Loramie will inbound it.
You can see how she scored 14 a game. She's actually, it was the other, it was, did I write it down wrong? Is CeCe, is she the one that averaged double figures?
Okay. Leading scorer.
Yep.
CeCe Newbold. She clears out space in the paint. Strong player. 1, 2, 3 passes by Fort Loramie. Baseline 15-footer by Imwali. Short. Rebound Shouldis on the arc to put off. Shot fake into the lane. Running one-hander. Banked it. No foul in the act of shooting. And Chuck, that's going to do the third quarter. We're winding down below 20. Jaden Putoff will shoot fouls. Don't know if she'll get them away before the buzzer sounds or not. No good off the flange. This could be a last-second free throw with a running clock to end the third quarter.
Does he have to make it before the clock goes off?
No.
Oh, that'd be a cool rule.
I just said that to be goofy. There is the buzzer, and everybody will vacate the floor except Jaden Putoff, who's got one more free throw coming, and Fort Loramie leading by a count of 73-20. Second foul shot, Jaden Putoff, all eyes on her. She tiptoes back to the line and swishes it. 74-20 Redskins. Let's hear from Wilson on scores, broadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine,
keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
As we start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com with a running clock, Clara Gebhardt and Macy Imwally have connected on shots to begin the fourth period of play. Brooklyn Hess answers for Danville, 78-22 Fort Loramie. 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. A few changes. Put off and Heitkamp out. Paige Eilerman in now for Fort Loramie. Clara Gebhardt, 5'10 junior out there. Paige Eilerman, a 5'10 junior. Redskins also have Chuck Macy Imwally on the floor. Colleen Brandewey is there. Who am I missing?
Did you get Eilerman?
Yes.
And Gebhardt?
Yes, Kennedy Gebhardt's the fifth.
Yeah, two Gebhardts.
Yep. Kennedy's got the ball far left side. Now to Brandewey, top of the circle. 2 minutes played here in the fourth quarter. 78-22 Fort Loramie. Gebhardt 30 feet out. Swings it near side to Brandewey, top of the circle. Clara Gebhardt into the post it goes. Then thrown right flank to Imwally. Back out high to Brandewey. Left side Kennedy, who veers into the corner. Baseline cut off. Top of the circle Brandewey, right side Macy. Into the post, Eilerman back to Macy, shot fake. Redskins continue to work it around. 5.5 to go in the fourth. 78-22 Redskins. Gebhardt's got an alley, a drive to the rim, good for two.
Kennedy Gebhardt.
Kennedy Gebhardt scores as somehow, some way, Danville left her. And Kennedy took advantage and exploded to the rim. 80-22 Fort Loramie. 5:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle with the ball. It is Brooklyn Hess for Danville. On a weave to Hannah Duncan. Long, high-arching three-pointer. Amelia Baldridge missed everything out of bounds. A couple more changes.
Claire Reithman and Riley Heitkamp.
Yep, Claire Reithman is in, 5'10 junior. In backcourt for Fort Loramie with the ball is Riley Heitkamp, 5'4" sophomore. Hand off to Clara Gebhardt. 4:26 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 80-22. Ball thrown into the lane, and it is knocked away by Danville. Coming up with it is Amelia Baldridge. She gives it up down the floor on the arc to a teammate, then catches it right back. Baseline left. It's Haley Furay, spelled F-U-R-A-Y, pronounced Furay, then knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Half the fourth quarter gone. Continuous clock has been enforced. Ball thrown in bounds by Danville, almost stolen on the play by the Redskins. Riley Heitkamp got a piece of it. Danville still in control of the ball. Inbounded to Brooklyn Hess, top of the circle, guarded closely, gives it up to a teammate right wing. 3.5 to go in the fourth. Dribbling into a little bit of traffic is Furay of Danville. Reach-in foul, I think, against Fort Loramie.
It was a held ball, but call whatever you want at this point.
And I see the officiating evaluator, Denny Dyer, making copious notes. Ball lobbed in midcourt, handled there by Danville's Hess. Running one-hander, left side of the lane. Short, no good, but she's tagged on the wrist. Couple of free throws for her.
That's her second, and line number 12.
So pleased to have Hoing and Hoing Builders and Anna on with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing, a new underwriting sponsor, having served Shelby County since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. Over 200 years of experience among our current employees. And Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So, if you are looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. Hoing and Hoing. Well, we missed a couple made free throws by Danville. That's it.
Brooklyn Hess. Yep. I'll tell you what, she's a sophomore. She's a pretty good basketball player. Not getting a lot of help.
She's a dandy one for Danville. Minute 38 to go here in the game. Fort Loramie had a couple of shots last possession, missed them. We're all the way down to 90 seconds to go in a second half, which has been played at breakneck speed, Chuck.
Yeah, well, so, the running clock will do that.
Running clock, a minute between the quarters. This is going to wind up being, from start to finish, counting the time between the periods, about a 17.5-minute second half all told.
Well, I wish they would put the running clock in the regular season, too.
I would agree with that, yep. Ball knocked out of bounds by Danville. Fort Loramie throws in. Riley Heitkamp gets the ball low on the left. Little maneuver by her, up and in off the window. Riley Heitkamp a bucket, 82-24 Fort Loramie. Danville dribbling down the left side. It's Amelia Baldridge out of the arc to CeCe Newbold. Newbold wants to go to Baldridge. Macy Imwally fights the ball away from her. She barges down the floor, late dish to a teammate. Driving layup, yes. Riley Heitkamp again. Riley Heitkamp in off the bench, playing well. Last few minutes, 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 84-24, foul, Fort Loramie. It's common, so Danville will throw in baseline right. Playmaker is Rachel Wilson. We're down to a dozen seconds to go. She looks, gets it to Leandria Hood in the left corner. Foul, reach in, Fort Loramie, that's going to do it. Final couple seconds, it's all over. Fort Loramie makes mercy rule work of Danville, 84-24. It was a big-time blowout. Turnovers for Danville came fast and often in early minutes, and Fort Loramie spurted to a huge lead of 31-10 after one that, quite frankly, it could have been even worse than 84-24. We'll return with Chuck McBee. We'll highlight our Clancy's Award winners. Take a brief look at the scoring when we're back. 60-point win Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, sports fans, this was a regional semifinal slaughter, an onslaught. Fort Loramie wins by 60. Outcome never in doubt, Chuck, after the first half minute.
It was 31-10 at the end of the first quarter. That's pretty much a basketball game. Holster scored 14 points in the fourth quarter, in the first quarter, all off of steals and layups, and just did an outstanding job. Their defense turned them over 34 times for the game, 26 in the first half when it really counted. Loramie only turned the ball over 8 times, 27-11 rebounding advantage, 15-1 on the offensive boards. Loramie 14-18 from the free throw line. Danville was 5-6, led by sophomore Brooklyn Hess. She had 9. They got 6 out of senior CeCe Newbold. On the other side, tons of girls scored. Holster ended up with 23, 14 from Myring, 10 from Schultes, 8 from Colleen Brandewey, 7 from Macy Imwally off the bench. She shot the ball really well. They got 4 points from Taylor Ratterman. They got 3 from Caitlin Gasson, and they got 3 from Jaden Putoff, 2 each from Kennedy Gephardt, Corinne Heitkamp, Dana Rose, Clara Gephardt. They got 4 from Riley Heitkamp. I forgot about her. They scored 84 points in the basketball game, and our Clancy's players of the game are Holscher and Marissa Myring.
Chuck, renewed focus by Fort Loramie here tonight. Not a real good game by the Redskins against Franklin Monroe. Give the Jets credit.
Yep.
They played exceedingly well in losing to Fort Loramie by only 14, 40-26 on Saturday in the district championship at Troy. In fact, at one point, Franklin Monroe led midway through the second quarter, 16-12. But renewed concentration tonight by Fort Loramie, suffocating defense. Free throw shooting was marvelous.
Yeah, they shot free throws well, and their intensity defensively was amazing that entire first half. They just did not let up. They had their foot on the throat, and they didn't pick their foot up the entire time.
Like you commented a few times, the defensive rotations were perfect, spot on, whenever a player from Danville thought that she had gotten rid of the barricade. Whoops, here came that defensive rotation, and the player was smothered again.
Well, when you get doubled and you see the person open, and you don't have any idea if you've not played against it, the rotation's coming, and it was an interception, a pass, and a layup a lot of the time.
Again, we highlight our Clancy's Award winners,
Kenzie Holscher and Marissa Meyer.
Kenzie and Marissa, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
84-24, Redskins victorious. And now Fort Loramie's coaching staff and players can relax and eyeball the second game to tip at 8. Should be a very, very good one. Tri-Village and Cincinnati Country Day. The two winners play on Saturday night at 7:30 at Fort Loramie against the team that triumphs in game number 2. Tri-Village or Cincy Country Day.
Yep.
And we look forward to the next contest here tonight. After going offline for a while, we'll return online after some Van Halen music at about a quarter till 8. Don't forget, regional championship Saturday night, tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 on scoresbroadcast.com. Further observations on this game, Chuck?
I'm not sure what else I can say about it. They were just amazing. They did what they've done all season. They did not disappoint in the least, and they sure gave Tri-Village an eyeful watching the first
game. Oh, didn't they, though? You're so right about that. Ron Mooney's our scorer. Easy for me to say. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Spencer Wells, Fort Loramie football coach, and wife Amy, if you are still listening, hello to you. Hello.
And if you are still listening, why?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying final score, 84-24. Fort Loramie victorious easily over Danville. We'll return about 7:45 online in advance of our tip at 8. We'll be offline until then here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.